Hi, this is Dr. Ding, dictating the progress note for Jerry Wafer, medical record number 1975. Feels that he is doing a lot better, denied suicide or homicide ideation. Patient feels that his anxiety is high, you know, and then he has problems with nightmares and flashbacks. Wife reports that even though she has removed all the gunk from the home, sometimes she is a little shaky. Support and reassurance is given, encouraged to continue taking his medication. Side effect medication discuss will follow. Dorothy Wafer, I don't have medical record number. Medical record number 10. Patient feels that she is doing very well at this time. She is worried about her children, particularly her daughter and the granddaughter. Patient was explained that she cannot make any changes with those people. They have their own mind. Patient agreed, but feels that she is grandma. She worries about. Patient was explained about the substance use issues, that she cannot stop, that she will have to ask her to go to the community mental health substances program. Patient is going to try. Continue meds, support and reassurance is given. We'll follow. Lori Smith, medical record 19711. Feels that medications are working out. She's thinking about taking divorce from her husband because he's gambling and there are always a problem. Patient feels that there is nothing common left. Patient has explained that she has to be cautious what she's looking for. Support and reassurance is given. Side effect medication discuss, coping discuss will follow. David Martin, medical record number 11999. He's working, feels that medications are working very well. He feels that everything is okay. Rexulti is taking as prescribed. AIMS testing done, which is negative. Side effect medication discuss. Patient denied any. We'll see him in a month. Joshua, medical record number 14556. Feels that he's going to go for back surgery. He has an appointment within 1 week. He is worried about. He is also on bone in the coccyx region, so they may do another surgery. Patient was explained that he is taking a lot of pain. He is on pain medication. We don't want him to go any higher doses. He can increase his hydroxyzine into 4 times a day if that is what he wants. Patient agreed. Side effect medication discussed. Patient is on Transgene. We'll give a small dose of Transgene at this time. Continue medications. Patient is going to go for surgery. We'll see him in 2 weeks. William Hirsch. I did not see him. Have I? No. Greg Suchan, medical record number 1193, feels that he is doing okay. He is taking his medication. Patient feels that he has invested in Florida property and now it is becoming a problem because it is falling apart. And now refrigerator is necessary. New people are moving in. Patient feels that business was okay, but now the renters, they come and go in Florida and it is becoming difficult. Support and reassurance is given. Patient is going to find a management people over there will follow. Cherry Wafer already there. This is also done. Patricia Harris, medical record number 4395. Patient is having tooth abscess and infection in the mouth. She's worried about. Doctor has started her antibiotics. She has been to a dentist today. Feels that she cannot talk too much, but she feels that she needs her medication. Support and reassurance is given. I talked with her daughter also, who is taking care of her. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss will follow. Laura Roberts, medical record number 13919. Patient feels that she is okay. She is worried about her husband's knee problem and the knee surgery which is coming up. Feels anxious about situation, side effect medication, discuss, coping, discuss, continue her medication, and testing done will follow. Shannon Rules, medical record number 13237, feels that she is doing okay, side effect medication, discuss, coping, discuss, continue her medication, support and reassurance is given. Feels that her Pott's disease is a lot better at this time. Feels that clozapine is definitely working. Her anxiety is under control. Continue medications here in a month. Kendall Barber, medical record number 5236. Feels that her irritable bowel syndrome is under control. Her anxiety is high, but she is managing it. Patient taking perphenazine. in facing down, which is negative, feels that without self-imagination she has visual hallucinations which she doesn't like. Support and reassurances given will follow. Raymond May, Medicare account 13156, feels that he's not sleeping well, so we'll discontinue that and move him on Ambien. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to
see DC. That's okay. Side effect medication discussed, coping discussed, continuous medication support and reassurances given. Patient is doing well. Mother is managing his medications. Will follow. Mary Casper, Medicare account 666, feels that her perphenazine is, she needs it. She ran out of medication. Couple of days, there are problems. Patient is very happy with her second husband. Feels that everything is working out. She is traveling quite a bit. She feels that now the second retirement and the hospital retirement started coming, so she has ample money at this time. Feels happy about it. Support and reassurances given will follow. Dennis Serenga, Medicare record number 396, feels that his knee is bothering. Patient was encouraged to continue his physical therapy. Patient always has a negative thought. Support and reassurances given. Talked about Xanax. Reality discussed. Continue his chlorpromazine, clonopin. Patient is going to go on the pain medication. So we are not going to give him another dose of Xanax at this time. We will follow. James Dunson, Medicare record 12962, feels that everything is working out. Feels that Trileptal and Seroquel combination is working. His disorganized thoughts are under control. Support and reassurances given. Patient is working at as real estate agent. Reality discussed. Continue medications will follow. David Schultz, Medicare record 10585, feels that he is doing very well. Denied sedation, feels that his church family is very well and they are helping him. Coping discussed. Side effect medication discussed will follow. Christine Bell, feeling very sad and hopeless, feels that she doesn't have answers to her back pain. Feels that she feels very exhausted because of that. Support and reassurances given. Side effect medication discussed. She is going to come back in 2 weeks to see me. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much. Lisa Miller, patient is at times confused. At times she is forgetful, encouraged to make sure she takes her medication. Side effects medication discussed. Patient feels very sluggish. Will discontinue her Depakote. Give her small dose of Ativan. We'll see her in 2 weeks. Brian Smith, medical record number 10837, feels that his temporomandibular joint is bothering him. I checked him. It is inflamed. He's taking Flexeril. I talked with the oral surgeon. Oral surgeon suggested that there is no point doing surgery on him only because the success rate may be 10 or 15%. And the patient was maintained on medication before. Patient feels he doesn't know. The constant headache is bothersome. Botox discussed. Patient is not sure. Support and reassurances given will follow. Diane Suchan, this is 67-year-old white female, was discharged from the rehab facility. Patient is not walking. She is wheelchair bound. Patient feels very sad. She feels that she is taking Keppra, but every now and then there is a seizure. Patient is restless. Husband is taking care of her. He feels that it is becoming a little difficult. Patient feels that she's very sad and down. Her depression is bothersome. Patient is taking her Keppra, taking her Depakote, Atrax. We'll restart her small dose of Prozac and Zyprexam. Next paragraph, past psych history, long psych history, multiple admissions in the past medical history of patient is not walking at this time. She was in bone gastric feeding tube, which she recently is removed. Patient is happy about it. Next paragraph, meningitis examination. This is quite female, wheelchair bound, gave Fera contact, speech global directed reaction, normal, verbal productivity is normal, oriented times 3. Next paragraph, we will continue her medication as mentioned above. We'll see her in about 10 days. That's what I said. Right? Yeah. Okay, Ingrid Burton, medical record number 155119, feels that she is doing very well. Patient has explained that Dr. Gupta is giving her narco. She should not be taking more Ativan. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss. Will give her small dose of medication. Will follow. Sherry, medical record number 15115, feels that she's still very sad. Patient started crying while talking with me. We'll increase the Zoloft to 100 milligram, side effect medication discuss, coping discuss. We'll see her in 3 weeks. Brandon Baja, Medicare card number 14706, came out of hospital. He feels that he is okay, but sometimes his sleep is overshooting. We'll reduce his Seroquel to 50%, so he'll be on 50 milligrams. Support and reassurance is given. See him in a month. Nakia Mullins came for follow-up appointment, needs her shot. Patient feels that without that shot, her mind wanders. She doesn't want that. Auditory hallucinations are bothersome sometimes. We'll give her shot of flufenazine 1 cc in 3 weeks. James, medical record number 15851. His mother came in. She has a lot of concern. I have explained to mother as well as patient that his blood sugar is very high. It is reaching 300, 400, 500. A1C is quite high. Patient was explained that all the symptoms are going to bother some. ADA diet, 2000 discuss. Patient is going to think about it. Mother is going to make sure that he takes it. He lives in a small apartment and doesn't allow mother to come in. Patient is feels that his apartment is filthy and he doesn't want mother to yell at him. Reality discussed, encouraged to control his blood sugar. He has an endocrinologist who will follow. Timothy, medical record number 3976, came for follow-up appointment. Feels that he has mild tremor. Will reduce his thiothixine to 5 milligrams twice a day. Mark here, discontinued, so he is only 5 BID. Side effects medication, discuss, coping, discuss. We'll see him in 2 weeks.
That's my one I don't have. Did you go for an
anesthetic? I'm not an anesthetic. Okay, Louis Hiran. Patient came for follow-up appointment. She's not doing well, has disorganized thoughts. Patient feels that she has not slept for a couple of days. She's worried about her husband, Leon, who was taken to the hospital for open heart surgery, as well as his kidneys are failing and diabetes was bad, so now he cannot see well. Patient feels that now she has to get her cataract done so that she can drive. We'll give her a shot of flufenazine 1 cc, see her in 2 weeks. Anybody else left?
Just one thought here.
Paul and-